We're losing farmland all over the country. And an Ohio State University study found Ohio has lost hundreds of thousands of acres over the past 20 years. So why is it happening, and what does it mean for all of us? You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about the loss of farmland and why it matters are Jefferson Farms owner Jeff Mavis. Thanks for being here, Jeff.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a privilege and pleasure.
And Ohio State University professor and farm income enhancement chair, Ani Kachovo. Welcome to the program, Ani.
Thank you very much for having me on your program.
Jeff, you're a farmer with deep roots in Ohio. How long has your family been farming your land?
Well, it started in 1840. For my great-grandfather back, I'm the sixth generation, and my son is the seventh, and we think we might have an eighth, and our 12-year-old son is my grandson, his son, helping us out here.
What do you farm?
We're kind of the basic things you see on the freeway and around: corn, soybeans, wheat. That's basically been it for me in my 50 years now. They did have livestock and so forth in the past.
That sounds like plenty of work: corn, soybeans, wheat. Ani, how much farmland is Ohio losing, and which parts of the state are losing the most?
Yes, so we have used a data set called National Land Cover Database to figure out how much land was lost in Ohio between 2000 and 2023. And what we found is that Ohio lost about 590,000 acres of farmland, which includes cropland and pasture. So for that, we use satellite data. So if we look at how much 590,000 acres over the last 20 years is, this is about the loss of 4.4% of Ohio's total farmland over the last 20 years.
And are there parts of the state that are losing farmland most rapidly? And also, what does farmland loss look like in Southwest Ohio near Cincinnati?
Yes. So not surprisingly, when we look around the state, there are some differences. So the agricultural land loss is the highest around the largest cities in Ohio. So if we look at counties, we see that Franklin and Delaware counties in central Ohio and Warren County in southwest Ohio, close to you, so the most agricultural land loss in the last 20 years. And that accounted, just these three counties, for over 15% of all of the agricultural land losses in Ohio. So if we look at the top 10 counties in Ohio that lost the most agricultural land, they account for 80% of this ag land loss to development. So we also looked at what we call metropolitan statistical areas. So these are where the large cities are located. And we find, again, then 80% of the agricultural land losses, especially to housing, are located in these areas. So again, no matter how we slice it and dice it, the large cities in Ohio, Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton, and Toledo, they have lost the most agricultural land, and most of that is due to development.
Talk a little bit more about that, Ani. You mentioned housing and development. What's happening with this land? Are big single-family homes being developed? Are these big apartment complexes? What's happening here?
Mm-hmm. So the primary driver behind all of these agricultural land losses throughout Ohio is development, or the conversion of agricultural land from anything like parks and golf courses to data centers and factories to housing. And housing may be classified as low, medium, or high density housing. And when we look at all of these categories, we found that of the 590,000 acres of agricultural land that was lost in Ohio, about 440,000 of these acres were lost particularly to development, which makes it about 75% of all the losses. So if we lose agricultural land in Ohio, 75% of this is going to development or housing.
We're talking about why Ohio and the U.S. are losing so much farmland and why it matters. Do you have questions or comments, or do you remember? Do you have memories of farmland in your neighborhood, that farms that have been converted to development? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Jeff, when you hear those numbers that Ohio has lost hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland over, you know, some 20 years, what do you think about? How do you feel about hearing all that?
Well, I live, you know, about 70 miles northeast of Cincinnati and about 40 southwest of Columbus. So I generally go to Columbus if I want to go to the city. And I have for years known that the sprawl is the eater of farmland, you know, and it doesn't differentiate between bad ground and good black ground that grows crops. But this has been going on for a while, and you know, it's private property rights. People want to sell their land for the top dollar, but I'm hoping for more incentives to give people, you know, the opportunity to keep land in farmland. They do have Senate, or I think it was House Bill, I was looking it up, 15, which is kind of working on incentivizing brown fields and maybe mine lands to put renewable energy on rather than really good black ground. So,
well, you mentioned that. You mentioned the difference between this really good black ground and other land that's not so good for farming. I mean, does that just make you sick to your stomach when you see that good ground going to this other stuff?
It does. Since I've been doing this 50 years, and I appreciate good crops, looking at them, you know, and I go to the left of center sometimes, but I'm very careful, I haven't hit anybody, but I'm looking at crops. And when you see big, huge developments on black ground, flat black ground that produces such better crops than higher ground, you kind of think, I wish we had done some better planning here.
Hmm. So. Jeff, what have you seen in Fayette County where your farm is located? I guess I wonder, have you been approached to sell all or some of your land for development?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really near an adjacent. We have been kind of a small county population-wise. I have been approached for solar development, but we do have a big battery plant here in the county that is getting ready to open through Honda and Samsung, I think, for, you know, car batteries. And so that is going to bring some housing development infrastructure. And but they already have needing big power lines to go through, you know, the electric company. So I think with the population and so forth, there's going to be a lot of pressure, you know, on farming, farmland.
Ani, what are the implications of all that land loss in terms of food production or even climate change when you're trading crops and growing food for these developments?
Yes. Yeah, so I just wanted to first follow up on a point that Jeff made about being in Fayette County in between Columbus and Cincinnati. Again, if we look where a lot of the land is being developed, it's actually around the big cities. So whether we look at within the 1 mile of the city boundaries, 2 or 3 miles of the city boundaries, that's where most of the development happens in Ohio. And Columbus is leading in the state, much, much more development around the city boundary, around Columbus, rather than Cincinnati and Cleveland, which are ranking next, of course. But of course, losing so much farmland, coming back to your question, would have plenty of implications for being able to still have productivity in the future. Because once we lose farmland, it's very, very hard or nearly impossible to get it back. So I only talked here about farmland loss. We do see a little bit of gains in agricultural land in the amount of 160,000 acres of farmland that was gained during the same period. But most of this does not come back from development. Like once agricultural land gets lost to housing, it's a one-way street. It does not come come back. So if we see any gains to agricultural land, this is typically when we clear forest or grassland down, maybe in Southeast Ohio. So the implications may not be immediate. However, as Jeff was talking about it, there are implications about family farms being lost, agricultural land being lost. And while we see rising productivity for the rest of the agricultural land, the land that is lost cannot probably be ever recovered. So there's pretty big concerns on that.
Well, and I think you said, Ani, it's about 4% of the farmland that's been lost. At least that's what your study found. That doesn't sound like a big number, but if it's a one-way street, Jeff, how do you think about the long-term implications of losing that much farmland?
Well, she's absolutely right on that. I mean, once you pave over stuff, it's not coming back. We need housing, but you have also an agriculture. You know, I don't know if it still is, but corn and soybeans was Ohio's biggest money-making export. It takes the lowest amount of public services. You know, you don't need an EMT, fire, police for an acre land. I lost my train of thought. It just left the station here. But okay. It was about the, farmland and what it means to lose it, I guess. I was going to say the support industries that you have, you know, not just fertilizer and equipment dealers, but that's an economy, too, that goes along with, and on top of that, you have a good rural life there for, you know, people and so forth. Yeah. But so that's, hate to lose it.
Yeah. Jeff, talk a little bit more about that rural economy. Like, what are all the different types of businesses and other, companies and industries that you deal with near your farm to support your farm and to make your farm work?
Yeah, I mean, there are seed salesmen, seed dealerships. There's agriculture. We have not as many as we used to have because they've consolidated. But, you know, we have John Deere, we have Caterpillar, just even in this small community. But it supports, so far, a pretty vibrant farming community here in Fayette County. And, fertilizer, there's more than one fertilizer dealer. There are things like that that employ people and help support the local community.
Sure. Those are jobs that put food on the table for people while you're growing the food that people need on their tables. Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to continue our conversation after a real short break. Later in the program, we'll hear what the changes in the new federal tax and spending law will mean for our wallets. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about why Ohio and the U.S. are losing so much farmland and what that means for all of us. My guests are Jefferson Farms owner Jeff Mavis and Ohio State University professor and Farm Income Enhancement Chair Ani Kachova. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. And we'd especially like to hear from you if you have memories of farmland near where you live. Jeff, you were talking about your son who's interested in working on the farm and your 12-year-old grandson who seems interested. It's hard work, I know, to be a farmer. Tell me about their interest. How passionate are they about farming the land that's been in your family for so many generations? Are you with us, Jeff? I'm not sure what happened there with Jeff. Okay. I'm going to take a call that we have on the line now. Here's Patrick. Hi, Patrick. Thank you so much for listening. What's your comment or question?
Hello. My comment is that I wanted to make sure your listeners were aware of a resource in the Cincinnati region for preserving farmland from being lost, namely the Cardinal Land Conservancy. I'm on the board of directors of Cardinal, and Cardinal has been functioning for over 25 years to preserve farmland we hold over 50 agricultural easements, which are an arrangement where the farmer enters a legally binding agreement, which is good forever, that the farm, that the land will be available for farming in perpetuity. And if anyone would like to contact Cardinal, they can look up the website, cardinallandconservancy.org, or the organization's office is located in Loveland, and the phone number there is 513-752-2828.
Okay.
And there are similar organizations in other parts of the state that fulfill the same role. And these are, as I said, private nonprofit organizations that work to preserve farmland.
Well, thank you, Patrick. We sure appreciate that. We appreciate your listening and appreciate all that great information. Thanks so much for calling.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Let's see if we can get back to Jeff. I think I need you all to unlock Patrick in the control room. Sorry, we're hearing how the sausage gets made a little bit. Hi, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
I sure can. I'm sorry about that. Our new phones outsmarted us a little bit. So I don't know if you heard my question. We just heard Patrick talking about an agricultural easement. Before we talk about your family's interest in farming, I understand you put your land in an agricultural easement. Can you tell me about that and why you did it?
Right. Well, it's basically like Patrick explained, only the person holding the easement is the local soil and water here, and it's done through the Ohio Department of Agriculture. It's from the bond passed from the Clean Ohio Conservation Fund, and the if you get approved, the Department of Ag or the state will pay you for your development rights. And then that means, of course, that you can't put any housing on the farm. It has to stay in agriculture use for perpetuity, as Patrick said. So that's the way we went here on that one.
And why was that important to you, to make sure that your land was preserved for farmland in perpetuity?
Oh, you know, I don't want to get too far down the road on philosophy, but I've always felt like, you know, the people that came before me in this farming business, my ancestors and the hired men that worked on it and took pride in it, I think my son and grandson feel this way. We're lucky. We don't owe a lot of money, and we just want to keep it going for what was given to us, and maybe we can look after it, you know, for the future and so forth. It's a satisfying thing to do, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like you feel like a real steward of the land.
Well, we try to be here, you know. I wanted to put a plug in for conservation and how, you know, farmers can help with runoff by filter strips and help the declining insect populations, you know. So there's opportunity there. And I don't want to sound all totally altruistic, because we did get paid through Ohio for the development rights, and you do get a tax write-off for the land that you donated, you know, the value of the land.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a monetary benefit there.
Yeah. Well, I imagine if there wasn't, a lot of people wouldn't do it.
And one thing that I can add to that from a research perspective is that using agricultural easements is definitely one way in which Ohio can protect its agricultural land from development and ensure that it will continue for the future. However, if we look at the map where these agricultural easements are happening, they're usually happening away from the large cities. And that's usually where we do not see a lot of development to begin with. So if we look at Ohio losing about 4.4% of its farmland over the last 20 years, we also see maybe conservation easements being not as probably not as much as 5% of the farmland, but that land that is being preserved is not the one that is at risk for development typically. And that's the dilemma here, because the land close to the city still continues to be developed at a very rapid pace.
And Ani, is that because farmers can get so much for their land that's close to the city that it's more valuable financially to sell it for development than to do one of these agricultural easements?
This is an excellent question, and this will be the topic of my future research. This is exactly what we would be looking at, but I suspect that this is one of the reasons, because, again, a developer can pay much higher price for the agricultural land than what it would be if it remains in agricultural production.
Jeff, is that how tempting can that be? Because you have, you, it sounds like you feel a responsibility to your ancestors, but you also have to make a living. Your son and someday grandson have to make a living. So how important is that math?
No, it's a great question. And I would just add one thing to what Ani said. I think, and I could be wrong on this, but part of the requirements to get into this farmland preservation is that the points that you get, some of them center around how viable is your farm. And I think in some cases, land right next to a development, they don't consider quite as, or like a city, maybe as worthy of saving, perhaps, you know, because that land's developing around you and you can't get around and move. And it's, you know, not a real viable operation. I don't know. Maybe I'm just speculating on that, but I think they have so many requirements that you need to follow, and they really want to preserve good land. But what was the question again? Sorry, I went off.
Oh, no. No, that was a great point. I mean, it sounds like it can be a tricky needle to thread there. I guess I'm wondering how important that math is. If you're a farmer with land near a growing city and you've got a developer coming to you and saying, I can give you this much per acre, and it outweighs financially what you can get through this agricultural easement. That's tricky.
Yeah, Ani has seen that. It's a great question because, you know, prices right now are not great for corn and soybeans. I don't know about livestock. And a lot of farmers I've known, I'm 73 and I've seen older people along the line, they use this farmland as their retirement. And they just want it, and especially if you have road frontage, they're going to sell it a lot, you know, and this is going to help them go to a nursing home or, you know, live in comfort for their, sort of their bank account. So it is a pressure on, you know, these high prices on whether you want to keep farming or not, or can afford to, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Ani, why was it important to you to study this farmland loss to begin with? Why do you think we need to really keep tabs on this?
I mean, there is a tremendous amount of interest from stakeholders on this topic. You know, Jeff in particular, he's very interested in preserving the farmland for the future generations. We also have agricultural industries that depend on farms and their production. And I think that dichotomy between the needs for the agricultural sector as well as the needs for development and housing as the population grows is very important. And again, I find this topic fascinating and of great importance.
Jeff, do you ever worry that with this loss of farmland, we'll start to have difficulty feeding ourselves as a nation?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not hearing you real well. I think I got the question on feeding people.
Correct. I guess I'm wondering, as the nation and Ohio lose farmland, do you ever worry that, you know, hey, as a nation, will we be able to, you know, grow what we need as a nation, what our people need to eat?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think we just have to have some foresight and planning and government help here, because it's the only way we're going to get through this in zoning and because we are going to need food, and not just to feed livestock, but to feed ourselves. And I am concerned about it. I think price of farmland, if you can hold on to farmland, and not be tempted to sell it, that farmland is just going to keep going up, I believe, in Ohio because of the development pressure and farmland itself. Without selling for houses, I think you could sell your farmland or rent it out in a good area and make a lot of money make a decent living, I should say, because I think it's getting scarcer. I don't know how we're stopping it, really, but it's people like Ani that'll make us aware of, on a bigger legislative basis of what's going on.
Ani, have you studied any strategies for preserving farmland? You mentioned these agricultural easements seem to be happening more in areas like where Jeff is, that aren't so close to big cities. Are there other strategies that could be effective that you've studied, or have you gotten into that, Ani?
I have started to study the agriculture easement programs in Ohio, so I've looked into that and basically where the location is. Certainly having more conservation practices and more general support to farmers definitely helps to continue farming. We also have the CAUV, the Current Agriculture Use Value Program in Ohio, which allows for different taxation of farmland based on its value in agriculture versus, the property. And that helps as well. So I think everything mm-hmm. helps to kind of preserve farmland and continue its use in the future and just keep it in farming as opposed to it being developed. But again, there are different needs here between development and farming and the agricultural sector, and more policy makers need to look into this question and kind of make informed policies.
Well, I've been talking with Jefferson Farms owner Jeff Mavis and Ohio State University professor and Farm Income Enhancement Chair Ani Kachova. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lucy.
Up next, we'll discuss what President Trump's big, beautiful tax law means for our wallets. This is Cincinnati Edition.